Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and this Thursday's session is all about building a community of faithful Christian freelancers to thrive together. See, if you are watching us for a very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell so that you'll get notifications once we go live, which is every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Philippine time. So before we move further, I forgot that our topic for tonight is how to master mindset, the three reasons why you are not moving up in your freelancing business. Okay, again, our topic is how to master mindset, three reasons why you are not moving up in your freelancing business. So, go ahead, Sis Belle. It's
your turn. Yes. So, again, good evening, brothers and sisters. So, I'll just share with you our schedules. We go live every Monday and Thursday, same time at 8 p.m. But every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So, we're inviting everyone to join us and let's all start the week right by doing this praise and worship session every Monday. So, every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, and our work as virtual assistants. So if you're an aspiring freelancer or if you want to learn about other niches, do tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes. And before we start with our main topic for tonight, let's have an opening prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us this past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, pour your Holy Spirit in us, so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. There, did I forget something? Oh!
Yay!
The new version 2 of my book will be soon available. Not yet. Hold on. So, feel free. The ebooks, Kindle, and audiobook are already available. So, make sure that you get your book here at conizabala.com/VA book. For this type of copy, this will be available in Facebook soon. So, we are just waiting. And I still have to ship the books to them. So, please pray for me. Pray that this book will bless many people too. There. So, our topic for tonight is how to master mindset, 3 reasons why you are not moving up in your freelancing business. The reason that we are, talking about this is usually the common problem or issue. Like, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself sometimes maybe. I'm talking to our listeners and viewers that you always say something bad or something you are not good at about yourself. And 1 year later, those are still the things you say to yourself. So it prevents you from moving up and doing what you must to reach a certain goal. So for example, many people are reacting that I'm not a techie or I'm not creative. Or I'm not good at graphic designs or social media or website. So, yeah, let's talk about that tonight. And what do you expect during the session is the 3 reasons why you are not moving up. So it's not just about what you are feeding your mind into. It's more about what you do after it there. So if you're still curious about my book, you can also get a free chapter. Just visit bit.ly/VA book free chapter there. And our anchor Bible verse for tonight is from James 1, chapter 23, where it says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror." Let me put that out. Okay, so it's your turn to talk.
Yes, and this is a good reminder again. The Bible really has a lot of good reminders. It's just a matter of opening the Bible and have it speak to you. Anyway, so for me, this verse kind of reminds me that God has blessed us with so many different talents and skills. I believe that He did that to empower us so we could serve and minister to others and also spread the gospel through our deeds. I think that it would be a great disservice both to God and to others if we don't cooperate in accordance with His plan. So let's go and use those skills. There, yeah. That's for me, sis.
Well, as for me, this is not to say that hearing, absorbing, or listening are bad. This is just to show and remind us that we really, 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 really have to have a bias for action. Because no matter how much we learn about things, no matter how many courses we buy, even if we finish it, if we do not take action or implement what we learn, we will not be able to move forward. And what you've learned, like for example, if you got some certificate, that will just be a certificate, nothing else. There. Again, yes. This is a reminder that we are not sharing Bible verses to say that this is all you need. This is a way of reminding you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. So if you have questions about mindset or our wise later, feel free to share in the comment section, especially if you're watching on a replay. Okay, so, okay, this is our topic for tonight, the three reasons why, W-H-Y. You are not moving up in your freelancing business. And as always, because it's three, it will be under the WHY acronym. So let's start with why. The first reason is withholding yourself to actually take that first step. You don't want to get out of your comfort zone. You want to start, Isabel?
Yes. This is I can relate with this one. Admittedly, I went through this phase. Imagine, I heard about work from home opportunities way back in 2008 or earlier pa, I think. In fact, when I was still a corporate employee, I've already been attending VA workshops and was part of different work-at-home moms groups because I really want to be more present at home and be a hands-on mom to Jelai. That was my hidden desire. My child was still a solo kid at that time. Unfortunately, my job and the salary that went with it was my comfort zone, quote-unquote. Comfort zone. I'm not the type to dwell on regrets because I know that everything happens for a reason, but I think taking the leap to go freelance in 2016 is one of those rare instances when I said to myself, I should have done this earlier. So there.
Well, at least you already done it.
Yes.
So for me, it doesn't matter what your comfort zone is, because it can be a good or a bad situation. So comfort zone is a place where you used to do things without much hard work or effort. So getting out of this comfort zone is hard because you don't want things to be different. So the what ifs of life is always with you. In one word, overthinking. So there, that's the reason why we are not moving up in our freelancing business. So that's the first reason. Let's move to the second reason under the H, which is hoping but not doing. You highlight yourself with what you cannot do instead of what you can do. There, I'll start first because I think I have shorter sharing for tonight, I hope. So self-doubt is real. So this is really, really simple. If you cannot convince yourself that you can do things, no amount of training, courses, or people can do otherwise. They won't believe you if you do not believe them. So the word sana all, which is, you know, roughly translated into English is wishing everyone to will you know, experience the same whatever wins you or success you're seeing online, always comes to mind. So the sana all is not a good mindset, to be honest with you, because in my opinion, no one can know what that particular successful person have gone through to achieve those success or goals. There. That's
agree.
My
agree. 100%. No more sana all, please.
Yes.
So for me, we have a favorite term for this. quote-unquote, limiting beliefs. Sometimes I think people, and that includes me, I'm not spared from this. Sometimes people are just finding excuses because of fear, primarily of fear. Of course, it's human nature to be protective of ourselves, right? We don't want to get hurt. We don't want to fail. We don't want to get humiliated. But believe me, failures are the best teachers. I heard this story, short sharing. I heard this story from Sarah Blakely. She is the CEO of Spanx. When she and her brother were younger, their father always asks them where they failed recently. For example, they went through an audition, they made a school project, and they had an exam, and they failed in it. When they have an answer, their father gives them a high five. And then he says that makes him happy because it means that his children is trying or building something. And it's better than not failing just because they were just there in a corner doing nothing. So for me, it makes perfect sense. If you are failing in something, that means that you are moving, you are doing something. So there.
Yeah. Before we share the last reason, if you are being blessed from this video, share it with your friends. And again, you can get a copy, a free chapter, only a free chapter, not all of it. Just if you want to find out how the book was written or how do I share, feel free to visit bit.ly/VA book free chapter there. So let's review the first two. The first reason is withholding yourself to actually take that first step. You don't want to get out of your comfort zone. Then the second reason is hoping but not doing. You highlight yourself with what you cannot do instead of what you can do with the capital C-A-N. Okay, so our last reason for this episode is, I actually searched for an exact words that will start with Y. So this one is about yammering all the time instead of taking action. So yammering is like constantly talking instead of taking action. Anyway, I think it was Brother Bo Sanchez who said that for every three or four hours of training, spend 1 hour implementing. So meaning 25%, when you're learning, 25% of it is about taking action steps. So learning is fun, believe us, because Bella and I love learning. And we would actually like to get paid for learning something new. But it's the implementation or the applying that what we know or gaining that exact experience from what we learned is never easy. That's why we always have to take action, even just small step. One step at a time. There. How about you?
Yes, I had to Google what yammering means. Sis Connie is introducing me to new words every time. Anyway, so the meaning that I came across earlier, yammering means, could also mean to utter persistent complaints or to whine. So yes, we can't avoid to rant from time to time, to vent our frustrations. But always make sure that you don't dwell on that negative emotion for long. It will just pull you down. Bounce back and try again, because success is achieved this way. So that's it for me, for yammering.
Anyway, let's have a quick review again for the why, the three reasons why you are not moving up in your freelancing business. So number one is withholding yourself to actually take that first step. Number two is hoping but not doing. Number three is yammering all the time instead of taking action. So again, if you're still, feel free to ask your question whether you are watching right now or watching the replay. You can just make a comment in the comment section below this video. There. And what else? Of course, this will be going out soon. If you have a Lazada and Shopee account, you will see this under the Facebooks or the Shepherd's Voice publication. So if you want this exact copy, go there. But if you are outside the Philippines, you will have to go to another website. So please feel free to visit conizabala.com/VABook. There. Any last message?
Yes, last message. It's time, brothers and sisters, to replace those limiting beliefs with empowering ones. So what do I mean by that? For example, one of my favorite empowering statement is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, mindset is the key to success. You may already have the technical know-how, the technical skill set needed for a VA job. But if you don't have the proper mindset to go run a business, chances are you'll just get stuck. So there.
Well, I think I have a little longer last thoughts before we end. So taking action and doing it consistent, the key is consistently, again, is the number one key to changing your mindset. So let's go back to the things I said earlier before we started and share with you the three reasons. So for example, if you're not a techie, then start learning about it. You don't need to be a genius at first. Learn technology and do things that will make you practice it and be more comfortable with using the technology. So if you are not saying you are not creative enough or you're not good at graphic designs or social media or website, then create graphics from the very beginning. Create social media pages. Get familiar with websites. You know, get some feedback from others. Learn from them and you'll be good in no time. Okay? So remember, we all started with zero knowledge. Zero, zilp, nada, whatever. Whatever language. So we used to be a baby, so a baby doesn't know anything about anything except for crying, I guess, and eating and sleeping. So no one was born, for me, no one was born a genius, because geniuses are geniuses because they were honed, they were trained, they practiced. Okay, that's for me. All right. Share with us in the comment section your biggest takeaway during this session. Anything that you'd like to share, Sis Bel?
I think someone left a comment. I'll be showing it one by one. Thanks, Justin, for tuning in tonight. So Justin says, I love you, MCSZ, with all my heart. Hello, Connie and Bel. Love the show and thanks for the prayers. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And then he has another message here. Thanks for the episode. I learned a lot from this. And we hope the same thing goes to the others who are also watching with Justin. Oh, and last but not the least, wait, there's more. Great book. Oh, someone is recommending the book. Grab a copy of Sis Connie's book, How to Start Your VA. VA business. Yes. Where's the link again?
If you're buying from Amazon, this is the type of book that you will get, because I'm not sure how will I do the ring bind copy yet. So if you're ordering from Amazon, this is the exact copy that you'll be getting. Okay. Yes. So the link is just visit conniezabala.com/VA books. So that's it for us. Closing prayers as well.
Yes, closing prayer before we forget. Okay, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Again, you can share with us your biggest takeaway during this session, which one is, you can just type in one letter, W, H, or Y. So that's it for us. We hope to see you on Monday for another live praise and worship session or on Thursday for another freelancing topic. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.